The Portland-Montreal pipeline transverses New England, transporting crude oil from Montreal to South Portland, Maine. Company officials have repeatedly stated there are no current plans to reverse its flow in order to transport tar sands, but would welcome the opportunity. A petition filed in January with the Vermont Natural Resources Board requested a formal determination whether an Act 250 permit would be required should the pipeline reverse the flow to carry tar sand oil. A District 7 Environmental Commission regulator based in St. Johnsbury ruled Monday that such a project would require review under several criteria of the environmental law. The ruling states that, quote, although there are no concrete plans at this point, it is not hypothetical, unquote. It notes that the company's owner has aggressively sought opportunities to convey tar sands through the pipeline. The decision says such reuse has the potential for significant adverse impact under several of the land use law's 10 criteria. Vermont Public Interest Research Group clean energy advocate Ben Walsh says tar sands are significantly different than the crude oil currently moving through the line.
It's heavier. It has to be pumped at higher pressures. It has to be pumped at higher temperatures, which has potential environmental impacts. And all of those issues are exactly the sorts of things that Act 250 is designed to oversee.
Vermont Natural Resources Council Energy Program Director Johanna Miller says it's an important clarification and tool for Vermont's land use and development law.
Unfortunately, it does not eliminate the threat of tar sands. What it does is say that Vermont has a seat at the table to make sure that if and when tar sands is transported, that we are reviewing it as closely as we can and ensuring that we put as many protective mechanisms in place and to avoid any, you know, sort of issues or problems with the pipelines, but it really strengthens our ability to regulate and manage what happens here, and that's really important.
Vermont Petroleum Association Government Affairs Director Joe Choquette notes that the request for jurisdictional opinion was specific to the Portland-Montreal pipeline.
There are, within the opinion, though, a couple of variations from existing law that might be of significance. For example, it seems to go around a provision that says a project must have a cognizable physical change in order to require a permit, and it seems to suggest that any change would require a permit. So those are things that, to the extent that this opinion becomes at issue in the future, would have to be worked out.
Choquette also says the regulator took the data presented at face value.
The decision doesn't seem to evaluate the validity of any of the arguments. It simply says, here's what this entity says and here's what this entity says. We think that all of those allegations are refuted in the draft environmental impact statement that the U.S. government issued in conjunction with the Keystone XL, which of course references the same Alberta oil sands source as is referenced here.
In published reports, Jim Murphy of the National Wildlife Federation says the ruling likely makes a bill in the legislature to make Act 250 apply to such projects unnecessary. Johanna Miller was at a statehouse hearing Wednesday morning taking jurisdictional opinion on the bill.
They're considering what to do at this very moment, and since they're similarly inclined, one might not be necessary anymore. So it might make sense to ensure that the jurisdictional opinion process and the Act 250 process plays out.
Calls to officials from the Portland-Montreal pipeline were not returned in time for this broadcast. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.